This week I have Mr. Fit, Fast and Functional, the man selling lots and lots of franchises. Fit Stop, let me get this right, Managing Director and Founder, Peter Hull. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on today.
Mate, I'm keen to hear this story. Let's go.
Welcome to the Body Science Podcast, bringing you everything you need, want, and should know about health, fitness, nutrition, and training. As always, the information contained in this podcast is for the information purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or be prescriptive to treat, prevent, or manage any injury, disease, or other health-related condition.
Welcome to Body Science HQ, the world of fit, happy and healthy. And with me today, just let me flip these pages, we have Fit, Fast and Functional on top of Fit, Happy and Healthy. Mate, there's a nice little blend there. I have Peter Hull, Managing Director of FitStop.
Thank you, mate.
I'm excited about this one. I'm going to let's not muck around because you've got a lot to tell. Mate, how did you get into being a PT before becoming an entrepreneur at 30 that now has one of the fastest growing franchises in Australia in fitness?
I grew up racing motocross. Pretty dangerous sport.
Racing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So from when I was 9 to kind of 21, but I had two knee reconstructions. So
from the bike.
Yeah. From racing. Cool. Nothing crazy, but tore my ACL. And the second time I did it, broke the top of the tib and fib as well. So it was actually 12 months off the bike. You know, I was chasing the dream to try to become a professional athlete. You know, that didn't happen. But I'm actually really grateful that it kind of led me down this path. So during the rehab process, I fell in love with it. You know, I met some amazing people. They wanted to start teaching me, and I just wanted to learn. You know, how do I get my body better, faster? And through that, I started studying and kind of naturally fell
PT?
Into it. Yeah. So studying became a PT. But I guess the biggest thing for me was connecting with the right people and learning from real experienced people within a different space that wanted to focus on training athletes as well. And that's what I was able to do. So I kicked off as a PT, mainly just working with motocross riders, BMX riders, that kind of thing first off. That's what I loved.
Yep. And you knew.
That's what I know, right? Yep. And you know, I had a lot of mates in the sport. They started doing really well, built out a bit of a formula, fell in love with just giving and kind of, I guess, you know, living through them a little bit as well. And from there, just being able to grow it, to scale it, to go from a PT to building out a group fitness model, to having two amazing studios, and then to forming a franchise. It's been a bit of a whirlwind.
And does that love of group training come from those days of rehab? Was rehab in a group or was rehab one-on-one?
No, it was one-on-one, but the group thing more came in to, I could only take so many people on one-on-one, and everyone I was training wanted the same thing. You know, they wanted to get fitter. They wanted to get stronger. They wanted to feel better about themselves. They wanted to move better. You know, they want to feel better. So built that into a group model. You know, the vibe in a group space, especially when you're lifting weights and, you know, you're pushing your mates, you want to get a bit more competitive. And that's what I love about FitStop is, you know, it's super electric. And mate, I still love jumping into a class and taking a session.
Yeah, mate, I love it too. Like I've got my own gym at home and we call it my garage, and the street comes in. We get 10 to 11 people every night rock up and do some sessions. And it's not, to me, it's not about the actual training. It's about that community that comes with that hour.
Absolutely.
It's that talking about work, then going, fuck it, let's get in and dig in, and high-fiving and fist pumping and laughing.
Yeah.
Like form on some people, especially at 60, is average. And I'll walk past and give a tap on the ass and go, we might want to activate there a little bit, or we'll have a sore back later. And just, it's really fun. And that, to me, I can see that you have taken what I get and a lot of people get from training to a national scale, and you're just surrounded by it everywhere.
For me, it's all about that feeling, right? Mm. That endorphin rush. It's, you know, there is a formula to our workouts, but for me, it's all about how does that member leave every single day? Do they feel better about themselves? Do they jump in their car and, you know, are they excited to get to work? Are they, you know, are they getting home and high-fiving their partner? That's what lights me up.
Yeah, mate, that is a great reason, purpose for getting out of bed.
Absolutely.
While we're here, before we get into a really deep chat about you, what's the vision of FitStop?
Mate, the vision for us is all about helping people get amazing results. So we want to get real results for real people. I guess the other side to that, I guess if we talk about the why or the purpose, it's absolutely to ignite someone's passion to play a bigger game. You know, I really...
Oh, can you say that again? That's beautiful. Ignite someone's passion to play a bigger game?
Yeah. So, you know, we've done a lot of work and I guess a lot of deep work on, you know, what's our true why? And it takes me back to why I started in the first place. And it was all about igniting someone's passion to play a bigger game. Because if we can do that, if we can elevate people to actually believe in themselves, to take that next step, then we're going to make a massive impact throughout the day. So, mate, that's absolutely why I get up every day.
Mate, I love that. That's just awesome. What makes an under 30-year-old go, gee, I want to start a franchise and I want to do it in fitness, one of the most cutthroat industries in Australia?
Mate, I think originally for me, I was able to build two really successful group fitness facilities.
Yep.
I wanted to know what was next. I was excited that I got to help so many people, and that's members, trainers, and also managers employ great great people in this space. I wanted to be able to scale that. And the option really for me was, okay, do we keep opening these ourselves, or do we take, I guess, the magic that we've already built out? Do we bottle it and then allow way more people to be able to do it for themselves? So I guess some naivety there from the start, not really understanding the depths of franchising, but, you know, falling in love with the process and now having a product that can be systemized, that can not only get amazing results for all of our members and really change some lives, but also for our owners and the trainers in the business as well.
Nice. So, mate, let's step back to a little bit. You touched a culture piece there in relation to the magic and the training and all that. What is the culture at FitStopper? Do you have something you can share with us?
For us, it's definitely about performance. So number one for us is you've got to be able to get results. You've got to be able to show someone how to get results. And again, it goes back to anyone that signs up to a gym or enters into their own health and fitness journey. They're doing it for a reason. That number one reason most of the time is just to feel better about themselves. So if we can absolutely allow that progression for someone to feel better every single day, then we're onto a winning formula. And again, we do that from a member's point of view. We also do it from an owner's point of view. And probably most importantly, from a FitStop HQ level, you know, we've got to make sure that we practice what we preach and we instill those values every single day.
And I've been to your office a couple of times and there's a pretty sweet gym deck out at the bottom of it. You get in there every day?
Mate, absolutely. My routine is every day, 6 a.m. I'm training in a FitStop somewhere. Most of the time it is in Newstead at our office. Yep. That's where I live as well. So yeah, 6 a.m. every morning, you'll find me in a FitStop.
And that's an actual FitStop that people come into, become members and et cetera. It's not just for you guys and your own little gym?
Yeah, no, it's a members facility.
What a great mechanism for feedback.
Absolutely. And that's where we test and trial a lot of what we're rolling out. So it gives us that direct feedback. Right now, we're testing our new app, which we're about to roll out nationwide, but our guys at Newstead get it first.
Yeah, nice. I love that. Mate, so when you say you co-founded FitStop, how did you pick the right person to co-found with? Who's your other founder?
I guess to rewind a little bit from that, I started as a PT, built out two really successful group training
for someone else
facilities.
Or for yourself?
No, for myself. For yourself, yeah. So I guess I've always been that person that wants to jump in the deep end. You know, I guess I like chasing that shiny thing. I'm addicted to progression. Jumped in the deep end by going and leasing a building and fitting out with some equipment. I guess struggling in those initial stages. It was then when I met Rich Bell, who's the co-founder of FitStop, and he really mentored me through growth, scale, you know, how to personally grow as well, how to become a leader. And, you know, by the time I'd built out those two locations, we sat down and brainstormed, right, how do we scale this? And by, I guess, combining both of our superpowers, him being able to really grow and scale a business and to be able to systemize something to make it special, add then our training philosophy, our formula and the culture that I was driving, it was a no-brainer for me. So, you know, people talk about, oh, you know, business partnerships are tough and, you know, why would you, you know, you share some of that? I think for me, it was always about how do I add more value to what we're already doing and who can I have on this journey to make it even more magical?
Nice. And how long have you two been together now?
So franchise model's been going for 3 years. So I've known Richie for 6 and together for those 3 years.
Is he a student of yours at some stage?
Look, we've definitely trained together and we've had different times where each of us will be fitter than one another. Yep. But we go head to head pretty regularly.
Yeah, nice. So mate, 3 years in franchising?
3 years in franchising, yes.
How many franchises have you got?
We've got 28 open, 28 currently opening. We're opening 4 next month. We've got another 48 sold.
Wow. How's that working from your operational? You talked about it a lot, setting standards and creating a model that you can roll out. How does it go when you go from 60 and then you have 48 in the wings waiting to happen?
We've worked very, very hard for the last 12 months on having the right people a part of our, especially our ops team. So I've got an amazing team in the office. And like I said before, I kind of that bigger picture, get distracted by the shiny things. I've now got a great team that has, you know, an amazing attention to detail. So our systems, our processes, our procedures, our policies, everything just gets better and better every day. So now we get to, you know, roll out locations, go to pre-opening. We're seeing locations open profitable purely based off the systems we're able to share with everyone now. So mate, franchising is pretty simple. It's all about what systems you're building and the people you have around you.
Do you think the franchise model is the way of the future for the fitness industry?
I think it all depends on why did you start in the first place? For me, it was to absolutely share this journey with a lot of people, to be able to take people on a journey that I've been on myself. So if I can find, if a PT reaches out to me that wants to know, how do I own my own facility? I'm going to be able to step by step show them how to get there and how to become really successful. I think if you're looking at, profitable models and I guess breaking down, you know, what business success looks like from a commercial standpoint, there's plenty of other ways out there to do it. So for me, it's all about that intention and the intent behind it.
And mate, from a brand perspective point of view, where does FitStop fit in the fitness industry? So, I mean, you know, we all started with bodybuilding 30, 40, 50, 60 more years ago. We are F45 came flying in. CrossFit came flying in before F45. Like, where does FitStop fit?
Yeah, mate, great question. We get asked this all the time. I guess, again, to go back to why we started the business model or why we got successful in the first place. And that was we get people real results. My training philosophy has come from working with athletes, and we really broke that down into three really key parts. And that's our fit, fast, and functional training. So our functional is all strength based. Our fit is all high intensity, and our fast is more that athletic style, you know, AMRAPs, real high heart rate. So stuff that gets you out of your comfort zone. Now apply that to a market and be able to appeal to general pop, to people that just want to come in and get moving, that actually want to chase those results and feel amazing every single session. That's where we fit in the market. So we're kind of that happy medium between F45 and CrossFit. Throw in there the World Gym. We kind of sit right in the middle. So you can come to us, don't have to have multiple memberships. Come and train with us, you know, 3-4 times a week and get amazing results.
Nice. How's the split on male, female so far? As what have you got? You've got how many members? You've got 3,000 plus members?
Yeah, 4,500 at the moment. And again, group training's traditionally been seen as, I guess, female dominant. We're still sitting in that market. So at the moment, I think we're sitting at 68% female, but it's something that we're constantly working on. Again, we want to make sure that everyone understands our training, our methodology, and we're really appealing to, I guess, anyone in general that's looking to get great results and wants to train in a group environment.
I know a lot of the guys here, and my son Taj love training at Fitstop. They just think it absolutely belts them when they have a session there.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you say that nearly 70% of the people doing it, they're doing it with a female.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, you know, Joel trains at Fitstop most mornings. Yeah. And I know, I guess if you've been someone that absolutely loves lifting weights, we still do that. So in our sessions, we're still doing, you know, controlled deadlifts, back squats, bench press, push press. You know, we have the ability and we've been able to work out a model that you can do that in a safe, controlled environment, have a coach there, right there with you. And the guys absolutely love it. And they're getting amazing results. So definitely want to make sure that we're pushing the boundaries and being really well known for, you know, to be able to support anyone really that wants to come in and get some good results.
And mate, if you touch on some words there, pushing the boundaries and support. Now let's talk a little bit about the app you're bringing out, because it's a bit of a game changer in the fitness industry.
Yeah, mate, I'm
super excited.
If you
don't want to talk about that right now, I'll shut up. But
mate, absolutely happy to. It's a project we've been working on for a number of years, and it's all coming to life at the moment. So stage one for our app is, you know, the same as I guess every other kind of fitness check-in app that most locations have. We wanted to, I guess, start at a really solid base and have our own development so that we could really expand from that. So stage one for us is about taking payments. It is about making payments really simple, hassle-free, and also giving the member the control in that. So having the ability for our members to be able to sign up as easy as a double click on the side of their iPhone.
Yeah, nice.
Also be able to pause their membership in the app and cancel down in there as well.
Okay.
Be able to collect all that data to show them how many sessions they've been at and give them more accountability. But I guess what I'm more excited about is now we've got our base app, we can actually do whatever we want with it. So the future of fitness for me, I believe, and definitely Fitstop, is what data can we collect? How can we collate that? And again, guarantee our members results. So if we can collect your data through our in-body scanners, through our challenge portal, through tracking how many sessions a week you do, and you can set some goals around whether it be, oh, I want to increase some lean muscle, or, you know, I've got an event coming up, maybe I want to drop a little bit of body fat. And then our algorithm can tell you how many Fitstop sessions to do, what sessions are best for you to do, what times you should be training, what you should be tweaking and changing through your diet and your supplement plan, then I think that's a real game changer for this space, because it's so subjective. There's so many different plans out there. There's, I guess it's so open-ended. And if we can work towards that, I'd be a very happy boy.
Mate, biting off an app is a big thing. Like for someone who's selling franchises, creating culture, employing people and building an app, you obviously don't sleep.
Mate, we're throwing a rebrand in there as well, which we're rolling out.
Which I did like. That was an impressive rebrand I saw the other day at your place. And I think the market is going to love that. So, and the interesting thing is I do remember you saying over the table, I had no idea. I thought you're just going to change a few colors and make a few lines different. And your new head of marketing, who's come from a big player, and B, coming from Flight Center, and obviously one of the greatest brands happening in Australia, if you're looking at top 50 brands, to have that person on board, she's going to bring a lot more than a brand book to your
group. Mate, absolutely. I think she said while we're in that meeting, you know, Pete, again, likes the shiny things and his big picture. It's the reality behind all of that is, though, you know, why does a brand succeed?
Yeah.
And what needs to be built out? What documentation? I guess, what journey are we taking the members on? What journey are we taking new members on? How are we appealing to a wider market? And, you know, that's all the stuff. Again, I've got an amazing team around me right now. We've spent over 18 months, again, on the rebrand alone. You know, I've gone through a number of different agencies. I fell in love with the final one we went with, and they've done a fantastic job. The biggest thing for me was working with people that can extract what I'm thinking, because a lot of the time I just internalize it. So extract that, paint the picture, and then absolutely execute on it. So super excited for everyone to see the rebrand rolling out March 31st. So,
mate, I commend you on that, because we have a language here at Body Science called Greganese. That's when I come in and get involved in projects and then leave. They go, what language was he just talking and who was that? So, man, that's a big thing. thing. And obviously 32?
Yeah, 32.
32 years of age. And how many staff have you got?
We have 14 internally and we have another 6 externally. So a few people to hang out with and have fun with. But along with that comes a number of different personalities. And again, we got to make sure that we're all driving towards the same goal.
Absolutely. Because you're that generation that doesn't see other people. So it's really interesting that you can spend time with 14 like-minded people and the people who are driving your brand at locations.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is definitely a balancing act. And, you know, I guess we're fortunate. There's so many different channels in which you can communicate with people these days. So, you know, whether it's Facebook groups, jumping onto Instagram and just doing stories. I know a lot of our franchise partners actually just follow my stories on Instagram to know what we're doing. They screenshot stuff. They'll zoom in on my laptop and they'll kind of work out what's happening in the future. And yeah, that's also pretty exciting.
So what's the big number for FitStop? Where are we going to? Are we staying in Australia? Are we going to take over the world? What's happening?
Mate, the goal is definitely to take over the world. And I guess I say that in a way that I want to make a massive impact. You know, the original, I guess, target was really focused in Australia. We want to get to that 100 locations in Australia and really prove sustainability. So sustainability for our members. So really increase that lifespan of a member, especially within group fitness. And then prove sustainability for a business owner. How quickly can we get to profitability state? How quickly can we get to, you know, full investment payback? And then what does life look like, you know, when we can really start to build some success for our owners? And a lot of them are super young as well. But mate, it's definitely exploring kind of what country we're going into next. And for me, that's an exciting time that's actually happening in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, really excited. Definitely will become a global company in the next couple of years.
Well, geez, I wish I was your solicitor. Being 21 years of age, I'm very aware of some money you're about to spend. And mate, good on you for having a crack. Like I just love meeting young Australians that want to change the world. And people don't get to see, and I say this a lot on podcasts, people don't get to see your eyes and face when you talk. And it's a tragedy because I want to buy a FitStop right now. I want to go and buy one. It's amazing to be able to sit here and have these discussions with you. And you just tell me exactly what you're thinking and feeling and where you're at. And it's good that you can share it with a lot more people in the fitness industry too, because like you said, you're a new brand. What is it, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years.
Hi, Paul here from Fat Burners Only, where we stock the entire body science range at the cheapest prices in Australia with the best service and free express delivery with no minimum spend. So if you love body science as much as we do, head over to fatburnersonly.com.au and check out the range.
So let's not muck around. What's a week for a FitStopper look like?
A week for a FitStopper? Look, firstly, I'm not going to lie. It's still a long day. It's still a big week. Every single one of our owners, trainers, managers, they're super passionate. And that's a big part of our onboarding process. We've got to make sure that everyone involved in a FitStopper absolutely believes in what we're doing and the impact we're creating. So, you know, most mornings it's wake up and it's run classes. So that could be anywhere from wake up at 4 a.m., get in there and run your classes.
When's your first class?
5 a.m. in most locations. Okay, and again,
45 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes in between, bit of a reset. Make sure we're high fiving people on the way out, and you know, we're saying hello to people on the way in.
Great, give that family.
Absolutely. So, mate, it's all about running classes. It's about building culture. It's being about running, you know, being around your team. But most importantly, from that, it's starting to develop our FitStoppers, you know, the owners, to really start to become business owners and take them out of their comfort zone. Especially, you know, someone like myself who was a PT that had to really learn and grow quickly to become a business owner, learn how to scale, learn how to manage teams. So outside of running classes, it's all about the business. So what are we doing for marketing? What are the focuses for the week? And every single week, they'll have a support person from our HQ team. They'll be getting on Zoom calls. They'll be talking about what the priorities for the week are, really building out their calendar so that every single day they're hitting those top priorities. They're also having some time for themselves because the fitness industry, you can get quite exhausted. We know that it's important to create that holistic lifestyle so that every time you are in front of a member, every time you are running the class, you're your best self. You know, we've got 45 minutes to really help make an impact in someone's life. We can light them up, every single member that comes in, then our job's done. So mate, yeah, a week for a FitStopper, it's definitely running classes. Most important part is actually thinking about your business, thinking about how we're growing, how we're scaling, our retention piece within our model as well, because retention's a massive part of the fitness space that I don't think gets enough attention. It's also about how we're onboarding, how we're training and developing our key staff members. Because again, although we'll see a lot of growth through our owners, we want to see see a lot of growth through every single person a part of FitStop.
Absolutely, mate. That's a great piece you've just put together there. So if I was to join a FitStop this week, I'd have my first session availability Monday at 5 o'clock. Yep. And how many morning sessions do you run?
So every location is slightly different,
okay,
just within their timings. Mm-hmm. But most locations are doing 3 in the morning, yep, and 3 at night.
Yep.
Some locations, depending on where they are at, do a lunchtime session as well.
Okay.
Yeah, but as a member, what we really encourage and support is start with 3 sessions a week. If you can do one of each, a Fit Fast or Functional, as long as you're doing 3, then you're going to start to see those results. And our highlights for the week is always our Social Saturday. So it's actually a free community event. Mm-hmm. It's not a part of our membership. We don't charge anyone for it. Wow. It's an opportunity where we get to open our doors up and anyone can come and just get moving start the weekend off the right way. So yeah, do 3 sessions in the week, hit your Fit Fast and Functional, jump in on a Saturday, bring your mate, you can continue to live life as well.
That is sensational. So let's just peel that back a bit. What's a fit session?
Fit session, all high intensity. Yep. So you're going to step into the class, they're going to go through an explanation, a warm up, then you're going to have 30 to 35 minutes of non-stop heart rate. So we don't do a lot of that HIIT style where you're kind of 20 seconds on, 10 yep, seconds off. Most of it's going to be either in teamwork, so we'll pair you up, or you'll be teams of 3, it'll be a bit of a you go, I go. So, yep, maybe you're doing push-ups, I then take over from your push-ups, you'll get to 100 reps. A lot of it is like a long list workout. So we might have, 10 exercises programmed up there in between you doing calories. But the major thing for our fit session is you're going to have a high heart rate for that whole 30 minutes.
Wow.
You're going to get a full body workout in. A lot of it is going to be body weight. And if it is weighted, it's going to be super simple, fast movements. You're going to use some plate weights, some kettlebells and some med balls. But our fit sessions where you're going to burn a lot of calories.
Nice. What about the fast?
Mate, fast, probably my favorite. It's a bit more athletic inspired. So we start off with 4 different stations and each different station has a different focus point. In that station, you're going to do 3 exercises. So, 3 of us will train together. You might start on bench press. I'll do some push-ups. Our other mate will do some dips. You'll stay there for 4 to 5 minutes, depending on that morning. We'll go through all 4 stations. And then at the end, we'll do a bit of an AMRAP and that will range anywhere between 4 to 6 minutes where we get a really nice heart rate and we challenge each other. So
Wow. You
get a little bit more competitive in that class, a bit more of a hybrid. And that's my favorite one.
Yeah, nice.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Pre-Ultra, an extreme high-stim pre-workout scientifically formulated for anyone wanting to push it further than they ever have before. A powerful combination of performance-enhancing and nootropic ingredients delivered at industry-leading dosages. Pre-Ultra gives you explosive power, strength, and intense pump alongside the laser-like focus, mental clarity, energy, and drive to annihilate your next workout.
Yeah, nice. And what's the functional part? What are you doing there?
Mate, functional is all about strength. It's all about progression. It's focusing on form and technique. It's probably the favorite and it's probably the most unique to FitStop.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we go back to 4 stations. So our facilities are always built in a way that they start off with having 4 stations. So station 1 at the back of the room has mirrors in front of it, our storage. So you've got dumbbells, kettlebells, our med balls there. Station 2 is a rig. So we use all AlphaFit equipment, a wall mount rig, and there's 3 cells on each. Mm-hmm. Station 4 is at the front of the room. We have ski ergs, bikes. That's where we have our AstroTurf. So you're doing a lot more body weight. And station 4 is back to the other side where we've got another rig. Now, the reason we do this is we do everything in teams of 3. And in those movements, you'll always have a major and then you'll have 2 minor movements. So when I say that, again, you might be doing 5 reps on bench press. You can actually get some strength training in. I might be doing some push-ups and our other buddy might be doing some dips. But the way that then it flows around, you're still going to get that full body movement, but you're actually going to be able to slow that session down. It's not time-based at all. We know we've got 8 minutes where we can actually focus spotting each other, but getting that progression in.
Yeah, nice. That's exceptional. So there's probably quite a few people out there listening to this going, you know what, that sounds like me. What's the steps to opening a franchise with you?
Mate, first one.
Let's dig deep. I know we touched on it earlier in the podcast, but let's dig deep. What have I got to do to open a franchise?
Mate, first thing, if you're listening to this and you're absolutely passionate about fitness, we want to help you.
Mm-hmm.
There is a number of steps to getting open and there's always going to be a few little speed bumps along the way or some barriers to entry. But I guess the biggest thing I can say is just ask the question. I think so many people kind of see this stuff unrolling and they go, oh, I wish I could do that. Just reach out to us. So the first thing you need to do is jump on our website, take a look. We've got a franchising page. It gives you a bit of detail around what we do, why we do it, how we're going to support you. Throw your details in there. You're going to get sent a pack straight away. It's going to go into a bit more detail again about, some costings, the support you're going to get, and I guess the process. After you do that, you're going to be able to book a call in with someone on our team. Now they're going to be able to take you on the entire journey. First thing we ask when you have that call is, is, why are you interested in fitness? Why are you interested in FitStop? We want to make sure that our values align with every single person we take on board. And for us, we want to get that buy-in from that passionate person that's going to run that facility on the daily, that wants to grow and wants to scale. So once you get through that first call, you're going to get sent a little bit more information. We're going to start to actually talk about the business principles, our forecasting and what it's going to take you to get open, what you're going to need as far as funding's concerned, how you're going to be able to borrow money, the process we have around that as well. But that's where I guess it gets a little bit more detailed on where we're trying to take that from a dream to a reality. Once we get that through that process, then it gets a little bit more exciting. We get into kind of the franchise documentation. You get to really kind of, I guess, get a good look under the hood. You see exactly what our systems, procedures, policies, all that sort of stuff is. We get through that process. Once we're signed off on our franchise agreement, and for us, it's more about granting someone, I guess, the ability to come into our family. So that's a pretty special moment for us. You get signed off on that, and then we go to work. So, you know, we go on outreach. We try to look for buildings. So, you know, we'll actually secure a territory for you. Then in that territory, you know, both parties will be looking for the perfect building. We'll be trying to make sure that we get you an amazing deal on that building. And then we can start to go into the design phase. We do a full design. So all renders on exactly what your gym's going to look like. We'll contract builders. We'll do full pricing on that. We'll do project timelines. And once that happens and you get keys, we roll out a 6 to 8 week marketing strategy to get you open. We do a full induction process through that. So full e-learning platform to be able to upskill you the FitStop way. We also do in-person induction sessions and we get to opening day. Hopefully we can open you really, really successfully. Again, business has variables, but it's our absolute goal to open every single location successfully. And that's when the celebration begins. And I guess that's where the real life starts.
Nice. Mate, I love that. Do you have to be an owner operator to run a FitStop or can you buy 10?
No. So we do things a little differently. We actually don't do, I guess, what's called in the industry land grabbing. You have to be an owner operator. You know, when I say that, again, we want to work with passionate people about the fitness space. So we want to invest in the right people so that we can absolutely upskill them. So when I say owner operator, of course, they're going to be able to get investment from outside sources, mum, dad, friend, family, yep. You know, borrow money, have mates that want to invest in with them. But our rule is the owner operator, the manager has to own 30%, then they can grow and scale. Once they've proven that model in one, absolutely, we've got multi-site owners and they really then start to, I guess, come into their own as a business owner. What we love about that then is empowering other people to become the managers of the facilities. But as long as we've got that passion from the start, that passion from that owner, then it's happy days for us.
Mate, I love that model. That's a great business concept for someone who's really looking for what should I do with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And especially in the health and fitness space, you know, I guess I've been there. I've been lucky enough to be able to do it. And now I want to take more people on the journey. I've seen members go from members to trainers, to managers, to owners, to multi-site owners. And that's really, really rewarding.
What I've also noticed in the industry too, and you might be able to put some feedback on this, and I'll use my son as an example. He's a trainer at F45. I know that's a big, dirty, dark word in this
Not at all.
He actually trains at FitStop and he also has a membership at EMF.
Yeah.
So is that a common thing with a member these days for you to have multiple facilities in their fitness regime, or is he just different?
No, absolutely. And I think too many people shy away from it. And look, to be honest, I think the industry sometimes gets a little bit too clouded with ego.
Yep.
For me, it's more around how can we support someone to help them achieve their goals? What do they want? It's not about holding on and clutching onto a member and saying, oh, you can't train anywhere else. Yep. Like I said at the start, we actually really push that you should train 3 times a week in a FitStop. I'm not a believer that people should be doing double sessions and, you know, be rewarded for, you know, doing 1,000 sessions or whatever it is. I think sustainability comes from absolutely knowing your body. You need to rest, recover. You need to listen to where your body's at. And, you know, we know with our style of training, if you can do 3 sessions with us, that might mean that you're going for a run along the beach another day. Maybe you're going and doing yoga or Pilates, you know, absolutely find what works for you.
Yeah, exactly. I tell that to a lot of people these days.
Absolutely.
But mate, he's loving it. Just like off topic here a little bit. He absolutely loved it.
I've trained with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, have you?
Yeah. Down at Robina.
How'd he go?
Yeah. No, he went well. Yeah.
He's getting strong. I'll give him that.
Yeah. Mate, FitStop formula.
Yeah.
That's that progression.
I might go for a run with him, see if he's getting fun. So from your franchise owners, are they mainly male, mainly female? I mean, we've worked out the stats on your members, very female driven. What about the owners?
Mate, off the top of my head, it's a very even split, I would say. It's a very even split, but the other interesting part to it is we've got a lot of couple owners as well, which I think is amazing.
That is,
you know,
great.
Yeah, it brings its challenges for sure. I work with my wife. I absolutely love it.
I do too.
I think it's amazing if you can absolutely make this a part of your life. You know, if especially in a relationship, if you've got the same drive, the same vision, the same goals, I think it's something very special. So yeah, I love seeing that with some of our owners and they're proving to be really successful.
Nice. So Peter, we're sitting here today drinking green tea TX 100, the new lemon lime flavor. Mate, what do you think?
I absolutely love it. I'm not a coffee drinker. So this is my go-to. I drink probably three a day, and it keeps me going.
Mate, full of probiotics, full of antioxidants, and just enough caffeine to keep you motivated.
Absolutely.
Get on board, guys. You can get this at leading retailers. You can get it at FitStop if you can't. Hopefully you can soon. Body Science Green Tea TX 100. It's my favorite drink at the moment, and it's making me have 1.2 liters more water a day because I drink it in 600 ml bottle of water. Thanks for coming on board.
And thanks for having me on today.
Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners in Fit, Happy and Healthy, ASN, Nutrition Warehouse, DY Discount Vitamins, Fat Burners Only, Evelyn Fay, Mr. Supplement, or find a retailer online at bodyscience.com.au/retailers.